morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. Glad to have you here with us today. A few announcements as we get started. We are happy to have Abe and Diana Bielenberg with us today. Abe's our candidate for youth pastor, and they will be introduced a little bit later on during the service. And then during Sunday school today, all Sunday school classes from fifth grade up are invited to come together here in the sanctuary, and it'll be a question and answer time with Abe and Diana. So we hope that you will be able to stay for that. And then they will also be here for youth group tonight, and youth group starts at 6, and there will be supper provided for youth group this evening as well. And then on Wednesday evening this week at 7 o'clock, we will have a congregational meeting, and so we invite you to be here for that. Certainly all of our members are encouraged to be here for our meeting Wednesday evening at 7. And then a few things looking forward to the future. Reminder that graduation Sunday is April 30th. And if you have information on a college graduate, we can get that to April to get into the bulletin. And we'll be recognizing our high school graduates during the service that morning. And then Vacation Bible School comes up May 30th to June 2nd. There's still opportunities to volunteer to help out with that. You can sign up on the sheet in the foyer if you would like to help. And then also for this summer, the deacons are looking for someone who would maybe be interested in taking on the lawn mowing because Gary is retiring. So thank you to Gary for all your years of mowing the grass here at the church. We appreciate that very much. So. And Gary will be checking closely to make sure you do it properly. If you, no, I'm sure that won't be the case, but. If you are interested in that, please talk to Jerry Johnson if you'd be willing to help out with mowing the grass. And then just a reminder, too, a few more weeks left if you are going on a missions trip this summer and still looking for some financial assistance. You can turn in your application to the missions committee by May 7th. Next Sunday morning, Steve and Kara Pyatt will be here with us, and they'll give a brief update on what's going on at Victory Center Bible Camp. So they'll be here to share during our morning service. Do we have any other announcements today? Okay, our call to worship this morning is our church verse for this year, which is printed in your bulletin. I'm going to invite all of you to say it with me. It is Colossians 2, 6 through 7. So we're going to say the reference, then the verse, and then we'll say the reference again. It's there on the bottom inside page of your bulletin. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians 2, 6, and 7.
Please stand as we sing together hymn number 477. Stand up for Jesus. 477. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye
This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. Ye then cometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the drink of glory shall reign eternally.
Greet one another this morning, if you will.
Well, good morning again, and grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today, especially those who are visiting. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. We are grateful that for this weekend, we've been praying for it for quite some time, and I know Abe and Diana Bielenberg have as well. We will officially introduce them to the congregation after the offering. But we have definitely been praying, and that's just a reminder of the congregational meeting coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock as we will gather together to be discerning of God's will for our church's life, and I know they've been praying anxiously as well. Yesterday sent a prayer request for Teresa Heason's daughter, and we will continue to pray for that situation, for her daughter Kayla. She has been developing complications as well as her baby, and so we will pray, as well as for Teresa's as mom's heart for her. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Lori. So Lori's brother-in-law, Randy, had a heart attack yesterday, was airlifted, and so we'll be praying for him and healing, but also for the family as they await news and go through all those procedures. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Oh, Kelvin. It has definitely been a very long winter, and we are grateful as a church for Dean and Mitch Van Zee showing up, as well as Tony Welsh. It is just amazing how fast the snow piles have gone, and so therefore we're also grateful for Don Nye and when he'll pull the gravel back out of the yard. And also, as we think of Gary and his years, Carolyn also was very involved. She did all the trimming, so... as well as anchored herself in the library while Gary ran around in circles. But they have definitely taken as a ministry as a couple. And so, but that is just a reminder how grateful we are for each individual that's a part of our church and the little things that get done behind the scenes that make a body function. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the spring that is showing up, and just as a reminder, we have prayed for quite some time for moisture, and you answered in great abundance this winter for our area, and we know there are other areas of our state in the Midwest that are still in drought. Father, we also know with the abundance of moisture comes the issues of flooding, and we pray for protection of property and life, and especially for those that are working out with cattle, whether it be through calving or with feedlots and trying to get around in the muck. We ask that you would provide and protect. Father, you do know our needs, and sometimes we think, well, if you know them, then what's the point of us praying? And Jesus commanded us, Jesus led by example, of going away, praying, of praying publicly. Father, it is always the acknowledgement that we, in and of ourselves, are so unable and incapable of doing things. Your Son told us that apart from Him, we can do nothing. And that's the reminder that for spiritual, eternal results, we walk and are directed by the Spirit's guidance. Father, thank you for knowing our needs, and we acknowledge them before you. We lift up Teresa and her daughter Kayla for the situation that you are very intimately aware of. As the great physician, we ask you to intervene, that you would bring peace of mind and heart, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, and that you would bring comfort to Teresa's heart, that you are fully aware. And that is always the reminder that, as Jesus told us in Matthew of his last words, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, I pray that you would make yourself very real in their present situation. Father, we are also lifting up Randy Birch to you, and grateful for medical wisdom and the different technologies, as well as the availability of helicopters and airplanes and getting him to where he needs to be. But we pray for wisdom for the doctors, that you would be healing his heart, be with the family as well, for the uncertainty of the future. Father, we lift up our church. We're grateful for the ministries that you have called us to be a part of. And this weekend, we've got to meet Abe and Diana Bielenberg, and we're grateful for the gifting that you've given them and the direction, as well as leading them to us, and for our youth group, for Club Rock. We truly understand how important those ministries are, not to lift us up, but to lift your Son's name up in the lives of these students in various levels and ages of maturity. Father, we also pray for our graduates as we think about our time together at the end of the month of recognizing our high school graduates. We pray for them as they make decisions about the future. We pray for our college graduates as another chapter of life is coming to a close, and especially the being directed for the future. Father, we do pray that you would guide their steps, that you would give them clear direction. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We pray for the Maines as they minister in Grenada. We think of others, just the reminder of yesterday getting the Manna's request and thinking of their impact not only around the world with YFC, but also in Ukraine. We pray that you would be with the whole situation in Ukraine, and especially for your people, that as they have opened doors of ministry, but also for protection. We also lift up Holly Friesen as she is back in Odessa, that you would protect and open doors of ministry for her and their medical team. For us today, we thank you for how you've provided for us and the opportunity of giving back through offerings and tithes, that you would use them throughout our community and our world, and you would bless both the gift and the givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, church. So we just want to take a couple minutes this morning and introduce our youth pastor candidate, Abe and Diana. If you guys want to come on up. We won't make this too long. We wanted to take an opportunity to have them introduce themselves. So just a few, you don't have to make it real long. After this, or during Sunday school from fifth grade on up, you're all invited back in. We'll have a question and answer time. Get the hard questions ready. Dale, you already used yours, so no more. We got the opportunity every elected position Friday and Saturday night. We had supper with them. They're a great couple. But for the entire congregation during Sunday school from fifth grade on up, you'll have a chance to come and ask them questions and really learn more about them. But if you guys just want to take a couple minutes, go ahead, introduce yourselves and let them sell why they should be here for Sunday school.
Well, I'm Abe Bielenberg, and this is my wife, Diana. We met at Frontier, and we'll be graduating in May, and hopefully be able to minister somewhere, whether that be here or somewhere else, and be used by God. And we're really excited about that. And we'll be sharing our testimony and more questions and answers after this in Sunday school, so please show up.
That's it. Appreciate it.
Good morning and welcome. And welcome to our Sunday morning service. We're really excited about you guys being here, so welcome. We're going to sing, we're going to praise the Lord, so I want you guys to stand with us and let's worship Him in music.
This next song. Yesterday morning at our men's breakfast, Mr. Burma had shared a devotion with us, and as it was a passage that he had been reading through, it struck him, and it struck a chord with me as well. In the passage, it was during a time where Jesus was revealing himself to his disciples after his resurrection, and he asked Peter a question. And that question was, do you love me more than these? And we can debate, I guess, on what Jesus meant by more than these, but you know, it could refer to our things, it could refer to our work we do, our hobbies, our collections, our toys that we gather. You know, do we love Jesus more than the things that we have? Do we love him more than the busyness that we get ourselves into? That's been on my mind quite a bit since he had shared that with us, I guess, and you know, just a reminder of we need to keep in check where we have our focus, I guess.
How I need.
Father, we do thank you so much for your amazing love for us. And we thank you for the privilege it is to come together this morning and to worship you. And we do pray, as Charlie reminded us, that there would not be anything that we love more than we love you. And we pray that you would be with our time now as we look into your word. Pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.